Okay, let's read this before I press play. Giving therapy to male clients who only knows how to express their emotions via violence. Let's see how this go.
Don't give a fuck how you talking, pussy. What's poppin'? Talking about on work, it's my shit, nigga. You gets nothing.
Feeling pretty good.
Okay. I think I said this before. The guys who seem like they're the toughest and the most alpha within the first, 2 minutes you come in contact with them, those dudes are the biggest bitches when you get to know them interpersonally. They're emotionally volatile, which is not manly at all. They're delusional about how important and tough they are in the world. They treat people poorly because they feel like they can, and it's an ego boost. They're bitch-ass punks. I don't care who they killed, who they shot, who they beat up, how many weights they lift. They're bitch-ass punks when it comes to character and how they carry themselves in the world. So, yeah, I don't feed into the hype, all that tough talk and the tough demeanor and all that. I don't feed into the hype.
Good. I got some big-ass beads. They gave these to me because of my personality. They just liked what I bring to the table intellectually, you know? My phone's stolen. I have no way of contacting anyone. I'm vibing on the street. Yeah, I think hard. I love solving complex problems. I love Mardi Gras.
Okay, she's kind of funny. That was kind of a good one. She has some type of personality. Wouldn't date her. But if I drunk beer, I would have a beer with her. Well, no, I'll take that back because she kind of seemed annoying. But I'll give her credit on that little joke, that sarcastic, jokey joke tone. It was one of the rare moments where I got to give a bitch credit when it come to being funny. But hey, Rare Breed ain't so bad. He give props when props are due. I enjoyed that one.
Someone has an astute mind like yourself, they could get some beads.
I mean, it's all about what's on the inside here at Mardi Gras, you know? Yeah. That's how you get the big beads, the big winner.
Personality based.
Yeah. That was your last straw. I ain't gonna cap. You are cut the fuck off.
Well, no. Don't go out on a town to get drunk with your woman. There's certain places that just aren't for couples, in my opinion. Bars is one of them. Big events, Mardi Gras and shit, that's just not for couples in my opinion. It's for singles. And I don't want to be with the type of woman who gonna get sloppy drunk in public anyway, but damn sure not a woman who gonna get sloppy drunk and start flirting with strangers. That would have been the end of the relationship.
How much money is your bank account?
About $1,200.
What do you do?
I'm an environmental specialist.
Couple hundred dollars, maybe $400 or $500.
What do you do?
I work for a tree company.
How much money is in your bank account?
Like $100.
What do you do?
I'm a nurse at Vanderbilt.
$3,500 right now.
What do you do?
I'm an infantry officer in the army.
$8,000.
What do you do?
Customer service rep.
How much money is in your bank account?
You would have never guessed that. The black girl, you'd be like, oh yeah, I know she broke. The black girl broke. Never know, man. A lot of times you could judge a book by its cover, but 20% of the time you can't. So that's why you never do it, so you don't end up looking stupid that 20% of the time.
Three.
What do you do?
I am a engineer.
Masculinity.
Did this dude just say he had $3 in the bank account and he an engineer? See, that's why I'm not impressed with job titles. You would be surprised how many high-earning people have, two and three digits in their bank account. So yeah, I'm not impressed with your job title. Just like I'm not impressed with fancy degrees. I know stupid motherfuckers with fancy degrees. And there's engineers with $3 in their bank account.
Hi, my name is Jerm Hoff. I've been married for 12 years and I am a feminist. You know, a lot of men have trouble saying that they're a feminist because they think it's emasculating or something, but not me. I believe that men and women are equal. Anything I can do, my wife can do too. The idea that just because I have testosterone, I'm better at things is reductive, and quite frankly, it's insulting. Honey, you get that tire changed yet?
This woman would have left him before this played out. Women could talk that feminist shit all they want, but when things get hard, they throw that shit away with the quickness. Yeah, like they never learned it.
I, 22M, met girl, 20F, a month ago or so. We immediately hit it off and we established that we are dating verbally IRL. We went on a couple of dates, and she even let me put my arm around her during one of our movie dates. I asked her, may I put my arm around you? We talked about the reasons why we liked each other and even about our future. Couple days ago I was feeling down and she cheered me up and I said, at least I still have you. She suddenly told me over text that she doesn't like me that way and that she never saw us as a date.
One thing that I noticed, you asked her to put your arm around her. You should have just did it. That would have been the masculine thing to do. Now I know, hashtag me too. But in that context, y'all boyfriend or girlfriend, I think it would have been safe to put your arm around her without asking. So I'm already picking up beta vibes. I'm picking up vibes that you're shy and timid and you don't have that strong masculine swag, which I don't blame you. You're 22. You don't know any better. And then when you're saying little comments like, oh, at least I have you, that's like girly phrases. You don't know any better. I'm not knocking you. I'm just letting you know. Your big dog, rare breed, letting you know. So those are just two examples. But I'm sure you were doing and saying other things that didn't give off a masculine leader type of vibe. So she probably was feeling you. But then once she saw those little signals that you weren't up to par as far as masculinity and leadership and just having that demeanor about you, that Chad demeanor about you, she changed her mind. Based on common human decency, you didn't do anything wrong. Based on the way that dingbat bitches' mind work, you did everything wrong by being sensitive.
And that her definition of date only meant to hang out. I thought maybe she felt things were going too fast, so I met her IRL and told her that I'm willing to take things slowly with her.
Nah.
And that I'll keep chasing her as long as I'm the only guy.
No. You just told her flat out, I'm going to chase you. I'm going to keep chasing you. I'll do whatever it takes, baby. Please, you need more time? Whatever you need. You want me to rub your feet? Now you're in the position of being submissive to her. She's in the lead now. She's running the show. You looking to her for answers. How are you going to lead her when you looking to her for answers? And she pick up on that instinctively. So you actually made everything 10 times worse with that whole thing you just explained.
I said the as long as I'm the only guy part because I had a feeling there was someone else. However, when I asked her about it, she denied. A day after I told her this, she texted me saying that there was someone else she was feeling confused about.
Well, there's always someone else. For a 20-year-old female who's even, I was going to say moderately attractive, but even an ugly 20-year-old female, especially if she's skinny and got long hair, dude, there's always somebody else waiting, talking to her, texting her, hitting her up. A 22-year-old male keeping a 20-year-old female around, that's one of the hardest things to do in the world because she got so many options and you probably have damn near none. It's such a discrepancy. It's unfair, really.
Long story short, I was really hurt and sad. I bid her goodbye and explained I can't be friends with her because I liked her too much.
Good.
And I was just too hurt. I unfollowed her on Instagram, but she still follows me and actively views my stories. Sorry if it's a bit long. I'm not too sure how Reddit works.
She following your stories because she want to make sure you can't do better than her. She still want to see what you up to, just to check to see that she made the right decision. That's what that's all about. It's not because she really love you and she just want to see what you up to because she cares so much. That's not why I'm telling you. See, that heartbreak, it made you a little bit stronger. And you learned a lesson from it. You learned how to deal with bitches when they try to play those type of games. So you're a better man for all this.